T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Interesting stuff going on with the Falcons right now, too, with Tack McKinley just tweeting about his fifth-year option. I wonder your mindset on this sort of thing, with him sort of tweeting stuff like that out, which is a little bit weird, but then also if him not getting the fifth-year option is going to motivate him possibly.
Did he expect to get one?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, sure. I think that this thing could kind of go in a couple of directions, right? I think that him tweeting it out is not necessarily a great sign. Obviously, he's, you know, none of us have a lot of to keep our minds occupied. So here's a guy that's an athlete waiting to get back in the mix, and he's sitting at home trying to work out, and then he finds out his team has decided that he hasn't done enough in the first 3 years. We've got a fourth year coming up that they don't necessarily want that fifth year, or they're not going to up for that fifth year. So if he's worried about that, then that's not where I'm on his mindset. Now, if it is a motivational factor, like you said, where maybe it cranks it up a little bit, then so be it. We saw some flashes early in his career, and then it's been a kind of the last couple seasons for him. So he needs to, you know, he needs to take this as a motivational piece. Certainly puts him in position to reap a nice payday, you know, something extra if he can go double-digit sacks for us this next year.
Obviously, right before Arch came on the air with us, Randy, the Tack McKinley thing happened. Tack McKinley tweeting out that his fifth-year option had been declined, and now other folks from around the NFL world are confirming that is true. Please. But Tack reported it first.
No, he knew this. Dan Dim said that back at the combine. All right.
It's true. Okay, well, yes,
they do. What he thought
they meant to do that, but they did.
You remember when that happened, right?
I do. It
just kind of slipped out. Man, whatever, dude. You really think that, like, this virus or whatever, this isolation that made him change his mind? You know what? Maybe I should give Tack. No, you didn't deserve it.
Yeah,
hear that, man.
No, you're absolutely right. There's just, you know, there's all the extra stuff involved in it with this. Like, this is a prime example of the extra stuff.
Yeah.
Most guys that don't get their fifth-year option don't report it themselves on Twitter, you know, and like Wendy were talking about it during the break. I know Brian's got some questions, and I know one of them is about tax, so I don't want to steal all the thunder, but Wendy and I were talking about it during the break, and the bottom line remains the same for him and every other player. If you went out on the field and got the job done, no one would care about the extra stuff.
Nope.
But if you're not, then they do. So you had three sacks last year, man, in your third season. Maybe scale it back a little bit with all this other stuff, but he's not going to. And look, I guess be true to yourself, I suppose. Be who you are. But I would imagine that this is frustrating for them as an organization. Not only that he hasn't played well, but that he does this kind of stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a fact that he reported it or whatever he did, because that's what they do nowadays. We know that. But, you know, he made it seem like he deserves it. I mean, you know, when you were talking about the motivation and – oh, I got to sneeze. If you talk about the motivation of when we first brought Dave on, motivation for what, dude? You ain't been good.
Right? All right?
I mean, you play hard, you bring great energy. But your job as a defensive end is to get the quarterback on the ground, dog. Let's just call it what it is.
It's very right? simple.
It's very – no, it's not simple. That's a hard thing to do.
Oh, it's hard to do it, yeah. But
it's hard to do it, yeah. But, yeah, you're supposed to get quarterback on the ground. You know what I'm saying? I love Tack's energy. I love it all. But the production is the production, and the production ain't been there.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, no. I mean, and this ain't just because it's Tack. This is – if any defensive end – because the one thing with Vic Beasley was, at least Vic led a league in sacks 1 year.
He did.
Vic was an all pro.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And we slipped that Vic had, what did he have, 8.5 sacks last year?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that area? Yeah. But you just haven't been productive. And if you were anybody at this slot, you wouldn't have got that fifth year picked up. It's not just mm-hmm. just tag. No, it's anybody. The production is not there.
The tweeting and all that stuff has nothing to do with the fifth year not getting picked up. But it doesn't help when you're not producing to have all that other stuff going on as well. This is also another big picture conversation we can get back into as the week goes on, because Vic didn't get a second contract. That's a first round draft pick. If Keanu Neal doesn't have a great year this year, Keanu Neal's not getting a second contract with the Falcons, and Tack McKinley didn't get a fifth year option. That's back to back to back first round draft picks, and that's not great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.